Hello there, I'm Rich Coles. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, folks. Drew Badger here. Big Scary News for episode 177. And like we've been saying the last few weeks, as of the time of this recording, these are accurate. So check your websites, double check everything. They are subject to change without notice. But we're going to start off the news with this update from TerrorCon in Providence, Rhode Island, up near Storm. We at Altered Reality Entertainment sadly bring you the news that due to COVID-19, TerrorCon has been postponed from June, with new dates to be announced shortly. If you're a fan who's purchased tickets for the show, you have two options. Number one, your ticket can be transferred to the new dates once announced. And number two, your ticket can be refunded and you can repurchase for the new dates. If you would like to have your ticket transferred, you don't need to do anything. It will automatically transfer for you. In the event you'd like the refund, please access your order in the Ticketmaster website and please contact them with any questions or concerns. If you're a vendor or artist for the show, you may have your space transferred to any of our other shows or the new TerrorCon dates once they're announced, or a refund if needed. Please reach out to mberg at alteredrealityentertainment.com and your transfer or refund can be processed. Please note that we will process any refunds as quickly as possible, but they may take up to 30 to 45 days. There's no need to contact your credit card provider, as this will only complicate the refund process. There's more information on their website at theterrorcon.com. We have a little gaming news regarding a new horror-themed Trivial Pursuit game via BloodyDisgusting.com. The OP released the 600-question horror movie edition of Trivial Pursuit back in 2018, and now we've learned that Trivial Pursuit Horror Ultimate Edition is on the way this year. The official press release details, only the most hardened horror fanatics will dare play this terrifying edition of the classic trivia game. Players will move around the board to answer questions along their favorite genres to collect wedges and complete the full circle of six to win. 1,800 spine-tingling questions let you take on six reference-heavy categories sure to elevate your heart rate. Gore and disturbing, psychological, killer, monster, comedy, and paranormal. Explore the darkest corners of pop culture in this fact-based challenge where survival skills are a must to answer. 1,800 blood-curdling questions from across all horror genres. Trivial Pursuit Horror Ultimate Edition will be for 2 to 6 players ages 17 and up and is said to be available this fall from your local game store. We have a little music news from the band The Rhythm Coffin. Stay spooky and stay safe. The Rhythm Coffin want to see you at the next Monster Rock and Roll party when things get back to normal. The Rhythm Coffin are working on 3 new original Monster Rock and Roll tunes at home with demos, so we'll have fresh Monster Rock and Roll for you when things get back to normal. The songs are titled Tombstone, Yeah Yeah A Go-Go, and Balladstein. Till then, dig some Monster on My Back on YouTube and check out their Facebook page for more, facebook.com/therhythmcoffin. coffin. We have an update on the new Scooby-Doo animated movie. This is also via BloodyDisgusting.com. Warner Brothers has originally been set to release the brand new animated film Scoob in theaters on May 15th, but the movie's been bumped off the release schedule. And a couple of weeks ago, via Deadline, we've learned that the film is going to be skipping theaters entirely. On May 15th, Scoob will instead be released for digital viewing in the U.S. and Canada. Scoob tells the never-before-told stories of Scooby-Doo's origins and the greatest mystery in the career of the group known as Mystery Inc. The film is set to reveal how lifelong friends Scooby and Shaggy first met and how they joined with young detectives Fred, Velma, and Daphne to form the famous Mystery Incorporated. Now with hundreds of cases solved and adventures shared, Scooby and the gang face their biggest, most challenging mystery ever, a plot to unleash the ghost dog Cerberus upon the world. As they race to stop the global dogpocalypse, the gang discovers that Scooby has a secret legacy and an epic destiny greater than anyone could imagine. The cast includes Zac Efron, Amanda Seyfried, Gina Rodriguez, Will Forte, and Frank Welker. We have this update from Haunted Screams Expo 2020 coming to Hampton, Virginia. We are back once again to have a screaming good time at the Haunted Screams Expo 2020 Horror Convention in Hampton, Virginia, with celebrity guests, a haunted house, raffle prizes, makeup effects and costume contests, vendors, movies, a VIP party, and more. Don't miss out on this exciting time. It only comes once a year for two full days of scary good fun, September 19th and 20th. Special guests include Tyler Mayne, David Howard Thornton, Tom Proctor, Sharon Smith-Lenz, and more to be announced. For vendor booth spaces and tickets, visit hauntedscreams.com or call or text 757-576-0792. Here's some more convention news, this time an update from the Southeast Halloween Enthusiast Convention coming to Gainesville, Florida. Greetings! Many of us are still staying at home while we ride out the COVID-19 phenomenon, and I hope this email finds you in good health. As you are aware, there have been many canceled conventions across the country, disappointing attendees, vendors, sponsors, and presenters alike. Rest assured, I've been carefully monitoring the situation and its effects upon every aspect of our lives. Looking ahead, the forecast model for the effect across our nation appears to be much better at the end of June. New data on the pandemic's trajectory from the United States and around the world has been fed into the model almost every day, driving the changes, and the downward adjustments suggest that social distancing may be working better than expected in some places. With that said, we are pleased to announce that the Southeast Halloween Enthusiast Convention will continue to move forward by taking place on the promised dates of July 11th and 12th in Gainesville, Florida. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/SEHECON, for more. There's some interesting news from the University of Southern California. Are you a horror movie fan? Then this is the film class for you. This course will teach you the fundamentals of horror filmmaking and working within the horror genre portion of the industry. You'll learn how not only to create films, but also how to craft and focus your skills to create compelling and effective horror content. The course will also give you the opportunity to work with and learn from some of the top minds in the horror industry through panels, lectures, and field trips. Each student will complete two horror short films during the six-week course. Additionally, the course is a historical exploration of horror films and their relation to society with both a national and international perspective. The course will look at horror markets within the U.S., examining historical and social contexts, as well as looking at the effects and effects of international markets such as Japan, Germany, France, and others. The class will trace how present-day horror movies have been a product of a vast and plentiful history of cinema, as well as how social and global forces have changed the path of the genre, such as wars, social movements, trends, and other factors. You do not have to be a student to attend this class. Get more information at cinema.usc.edu and search for horror film production. Sounds interesting. We have an update on Halloween Horror Nights coming to Orlando, Florida via the Orlando Weekly. Despite coronaviruses wrecking the economy, Universal still looks to be moving forward with Halloween Horror Nights, though this year may be the most unique one yet. The annual event that began at Universal Studios, Florida 30 years ago is now a global phenomenon has become one of the most highly attended Halloween events in the world. Blockbuster film franchises are brought to life in stunning detail inside some of the most imaginative haunted houses. Early speculation has this year's event at Universal Orlando looking not that different from previous years, with 10 houses, 5 scare zones, and one large stage show. The Academy of Villains Dance Company is rumored to be returning for a brand new stage show in the Fear Factor Live Theater and being joined by a second lagoon-based fountain show. Some fans are worried that the event may be canceled due to coronavirus, but Universal has stated on Twitter that, quote, "At this time, there are no changes to the announced schedule," unquote, for Halloween Horror Nights. Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Orlando is scheduled to run on select nights between September 10th and November 1st. Keep up with the latest info at orlando.halloweenhorrornights.com. We have a little haunt news from the Distracted Haunted House in Bowling Green, Ohio. Distracted Haunted House is happy to be relocating to one of Ohio's top college towns, Bowling Green. We are looking for more volunteers to help build our new location for fall from the ground up. Message us if you're a home or pro haunter in Northwest Ohio wanting to get your hands dirty building a great new haunt with our team. Some of the areas of opportunity with us include electronics, lights, pneumatic and prop building, mechanical and programming, haunt building and construction, makeup, costumes and character development, scene design, painting and prop decorating, video, photography, promos and shoots, marketing, promotions, social media and sales, and scare acting. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/feardistracted. We have a little vendor news from our friends at Gore Galore. We have a Corona Sucks discount available now at gore-galore.com. The discount code is Corona Sucks for 10% off your order. We're going to keep running the discount until we simply can't handle any more. We're running on a skeleton crew to guarantee you that we will survive this pandemic as a company. This is a difficult time for everyone, so you can call us to place your orders at 812-622-0088 or use the shopping cart to order off our website. Of course, we'll then call you to collect payment information. The discount code is Corona Sucks, and we look forward to getting to work with you. Help us fill our production schedule. We are ready. Go to gore-galore.com to see their new products and make those orders. We have more vendor news, this time from our friends at Zombie Skin. I personally hope everyone is staying safe and healthy, and I have decided that Zombie Skin will be honoring trade show pricing until October 31st, 2020. We are doing this to support all of our customers during this trying time. God bless you all and stay healthy and safe. Sincerely, Joe Glenn, owner of Zombie Skin. See the line of Zombie Skin products at zombie-skin.com. And finally, we have some interesting news from the Alien franchise via bloodydisgusting.com. Do you have an extra $8,000 lying around? No? Well, anyway, we figure it worth mentioning anyway that the Hollywood Collectibles Group is currently offering up a life-size statue of the original Alien's Big Chap, measuring a massive 8 feet tall. And yes, this bad boy is selling for $79.99, that's $7,999, through the Big Bad Toy Store. A $1,600 non-refundable down payment is required to pre-order, with a late 2020 shipping date expected. From the original 1979 Alien and based off the H.R. Giger design for the film, Hollywood Collectibles Group presents the life-size Big Chap statue. Standing 8 feet tall, Big Chap has been constructed from fiberglass and mixed media and stands atop an alien-themed display base. Painstakingly recreated by an Aliens SFX professional with meticulous attention to detail, Zeno's terrifying presence has been captured perfectly. To ensure authenticity, the major components of the body can trace their lineage back to the molds used to create the original movie costume. Only 150 of these statues will be produced, and each one hand-painted. You can see photos and pre-order through their website, BigBadToyStore.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you missed our 8th anniversary spooktacular on the Big Scary Show, go listen to it right now. It's episode 209, especially the roundtable. We had a great time with the roundtable, lots of fun, and lots of just frivolity in this crazy world right now. But we did invite a bunch of our special correspondents. Two of them were there. One of them was not. The one who was not there, of course, was Wicked Wendy from Cincinnati, who for the last 30-plus days has been in New York City trying to keep us safe and fighting off the corona and helping all the people. But we thought we better talk to her and let her chime in a little bit and make this kind of light. Wendy, are you there?
I am.
And you are still in New York City, correct?
Yep, sitting in the squad in the Bronx Zoo parking lot currently.
Jeez, so let's ask, how has the last 30-plus days been up in New York City?
Oh, it has, I don't even know if I have words to explain what we have gone through. It has been an honor and a privilege to be a part of, and it has been exhausting to be a part of. So we have just ran and helped as much as we could and see things that we will be drinking about for a while. So it has been a different type of experience and a lot of camaraderie. They've taken good care of us. We got to work with the New York City Fire Department and, you know, giving us coins and shirts and patches. And, you know, they were overran. And one of the nights they had, you know, over 7,000 EMS calls.
Wow.
So it was nuts. I've been running EMS in the Bronx, and then we were decompressing hospitals that were overwhelmed with the emergency rooms that we've been here since before the worst of it and through the worst of it, and now since it's, you know, getting better. So it's been, that's all I can say. processed it all yet.
Wow, and I'm sure that when you get home, you're going to take a very nice long nap, probably have a few drinks, and just exhale.
Yes, I am. I'll be quarantining. I'll be getting tested quarantining because I want to keep everybody in my family safe and keep all my friends safe. I'll be wearing my mask when I'm out, and you know, this is all over. I'll see everybody out again.
And I guess we could probably say, you know, as haunters, we see a lot of, shall we say, fake scary stuff. But I'm sure that as a first responder, you have seen a lot of, quote, real scary stuff.
There's been a lot of it, this past month.
No doubt. But let's talk about you as our special correspondent. You were one of the first to come on with us. You've been a makeup artist for many, many years, and you've gone to some shows with us and things. What are some of the things you remember? I know you and I have. We've gone to Midsummer Scream a couple times. We always see each other at Midwest, and you've come and worked Transworld, HauntCon in Houston. You and I and you and Jim and Jerry and Storm, we've done a lot of stuff together.
We have. We've had some great, great times. It's just been, you know, the bus tours, I think, are my fondest memories of just having fun and touring. And, you know, and I can't wait to be able to do that again. And, yeah, that's just all the fun stuff, all the nighttime and the costume parties. And, you know, I can't wait for all that. I have some good costume ideas.
Oh, I can only imagine. So, but can you work around them with everybody wearing a face mask?
Probably, yeah. We're going to look on some ideas of maybe incorporating something that go over the good surgical mask so you can look kind of cool. So, you know, I would, you know, really, I know some people aren't really into it, but the face masks are a good thing. They protect everybody else from you if you're a carrier and you don't know you got it. So, wear them. Wear the face masks. So.
Absolutely. I hope people are complying up in New York and everywhere. You know, I do see so many people wearing them out there. It's important. So there you go. But, you know, one other thing I'd like to mention to people that may not know about is that you are a very, very accomplished body painter. I know you've had some people at Midwest, Canadian, you're international. You've painted people in two countries.
Yeah, I'll be doing a lot of that on my quarantine, practicing getting a few ideas in, and that's one of my loves too, that and sculpting, and it's just what I love to do. It's my favorite thing in the world. But it looks like our squads are moving, so we may end up having to finish this, but
okay.
I can't wait to see everybody at the next convention. This too shall pass, everybody. And we're here, you know, anywhere else that needs us, we'll be right there too, but I got lots of cool stuff coming up to show everybody, and we'll get that, and hopefully it'll be on the next round table hopefully I'm going home tomorrow. So
excellent. Well, we will definitely be looking forward to seeing you when you get back. I'm sure that everybody will be waiting for you down in the Cincinnati area.
Right, well, I can't hear you, and we gotta move, so I
all
love
right.
Everybody, and I'll see you all soon.
All right, take
this is
care
Wicked
now
Wendy, signing out for tonight.
All right, Wicked Wendy, our special correspondent for the Big Scary Show. She's up there in New York doing all the cool stuff. My name is Drew Badger, and we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.